Hey everyone, this is Rebecca DeFabio, and thanks for listening. Today we are going to talk about being less wordy for your writing. This is something that I was struggling with through college a little bit, and once I got to grad school, that was becoming more of a focus as I was constantly being assigned essays and papers as expected in a English program, but that was definitely a focus of mine, and I think it is something that that a lot of us might think that we could improve on. So in doing so, I wanted to challenge myself to a 100-word writing prompt, which I'll get to later. But first, I wanted to talk about some ways that we could be less wordy, some tips for that. So one tip is to remove filler words. So a lot of times there's extra words that we add in sentences that if we removed it, it would actually become instantly a better, kind of more direct sentence. And something that I would never forget, one of my professors in college was reading one of my written assignments. And she noticed that in a lot of my sentences, I wrote "to be able to" a lot. And I had never thought of it before, but when she pointed it out and she said, you know, as soon as you remove "to be able to," your writing becomes instantly more like a stronger piece of writing. And when I did, I realized she was right. That's just something that is maybe tempting to always write. It kind of just makes sense in the moment. As soon as you remove it, the sentence itself is so much stronger. So for example, rather than writing, "I want to be able to write a book," if you just say, "I want to write a book," you can see how the sentence is shorter, it's less wordy, and it's more direct. It's a stronger sentence. So being "to be able to," like, that's just, it's not really necessary, because by saying "I want to write a book," you're implying that you want to be able to do a book. So, you know, it's just unnecessary little words. That's an easy fix. And then we also want to remove redundancies. So a lot of times this could happen if you are repeating information or repeating words that are too similar. So for example, if you write, "The girl was kind, nice, and respectful to her mom," instead of that, write "the girl respected her mom." Because by saying "the girl respected her mom," that kind of implies that she was kind, that she was nice, like all that stuff. So it's still conveying the same message. It's just being more direct, more concise, not as wordy. So, you know, you really choose the right word to kind of encompass all that you're trying to convey. And I know this is probably, we're all probably guilty of it. And, you know, in college and high school, when we're writing papers, we kind of just keep writing about the same idea over and over with different, like, phrasing it differently. You know, we all know the fluff kind of deal with writing essays and papers. And that's kind of the thing that you want to avoid for good writing. So, you know, we're all guilty of it, but it's you know, if you really want to come out with a really good, strong piece of writing, you're going to, elaborate on one idea and move on to the next idea. It's not something that has to be continuously repeated in the same thing in the same, you know, in different ways. So that is another tip. And another tip is removing adverbs. So a lot of times, I can see how sometimes maybe adverbs can be okay, but in a lot of ways, if you remove your adverbs and you replace the phrase there with the adverb and the verb with just a stronger verb, you most likely will come out with a better sentence, and it kind of paints a better picture for the reader. So for example, instead of saying "the girl ran quickly across the field," if you just write "the girl sprinted across the field," you know, you instantly get a better picture of the scene in your head. You know, you're imagining a girl just booking it across the field. And you're also saying it in less words and using stronger language. So That is another example. And then my last tip for today is to remove fancy words. And in most cases, you know, whether it's academic writing or creative writing, a lot of times a sentence full of just long, fancy words to try and come off like maybe more intelligent or smart or impressive, like that isn't always necessary. So a lot of times you can really just say the same thing in using much more simple language. Now, I mean, if you're writing legal documents to attorneys or like, you know, the language that you're going to be using is different than maybe you're like writing a English essay for your teacher in college or something. Like, you know, there's time and place for everything, but as long as you keep in mind who your audience is and the purpose of your writing and what you're trying to accomplish, you'll be able to better understand what language is required. But for the purpose of, you know, my writing, I would much rather prefer using much simpler language and being, you know, using that to still strongly describe what I'm trying to say. So, you know, that's just using your judgment there. But a lot of times you don't need to use super fancy language, even though it's fancy and it sounds cool, but it doesn't always read as cool or as fancy as you want it to. So now we are getting to my little challenge. So the writing prompt is write about a character who finds an odd looking egg in the forest. So I thought this would be fun, and here it is. Steve stared at the blue egg nestled among the leaves. The egg rocked left and right. A stream of light burst through its top, enveloped his body, and sucked him into the shell. "We're not ready yet," Steve breathed. "You failed," the voice echoed against the darkness. Steve swallowed and found himself back at his cabin's doorstep. The egg sat on the ground, glaring at him. 23 hours and 59 minutes to go. Earth was still unprepared to move. So that was my response. And if I'm remembering correctly, actually, let me triple check here. This was 79 words, which if you read the first the first draft of this response, it is nothing like how it is now. I think it actually is a lot stronger than the first. I think the first draft I wrote was around 100 words, but you know, like I said, I was using when you get down to having to only 100 words to use, I mean, I really just looked at every single word and decided, is this necessary? Can I remove this? Am I still saying the same thing if I take out this one or two words? And a lot of times I could remove it and it was still, I was still conveying the same message. And a lot of times I just replaced words with stronger verbs or stronger nouns or whatever to better portray my message using less words. So that was actually, it was a really good challenge, and I think I'm going to do more of these. So if you want to participate, that would be fabulous. So again, the writing prompt is write about a character who finds an odd looking egg in the forest, and write your response using less than or equal to 100 words and see what you come up with. So thanks again for listening. I hope this helped all of my fellow writers out there. And so let me know what you think. And I will talk to you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.